This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Ruchem Abayim. Today, we're going to make the appeal during the Mishnah Berurah share for the upcoming Sefer on Rav Menachem Zemba of Rav David Avram Mandelbaum, who's putting out a biography on Rav Menachem Zemba in English. If anybody wants to participate, that is available. Okay. We're learning soon Kuf Mem Aleph, Siv Vav. Yecholim likroi shnei achim zeh achar zeh. You could call up two brothers, one after another. V'habein achar av, or a son after a father. V'ein manichim ela b'shvil ayin hara. We only forego it because of ayin ra. Now where does this come from? Is this a Gemara? Is this... No. It's from the Rishonim, the Kolbei Simen Chaf, the Mordechai and Hilchos Ketanos. In other words, are you allowed to call up a father and son? Yes. We only refrain because of Ayin Hara. Meaning, Me'ikar Hadin, there's no problem. But we sort of avoid it. Va'afilu im, says Rama, va'afilu echaruhu hashviv, echaruhu amafter, lo yikru hasheni b'shmai mishum Ayin Hara. Even if one is Shvi and the other is Mafter, don't, you could call up the next guy, but don't call him up by his name, even though the Mafter is sort of Eino Min HaKruim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yechayim Likrois. What does this mean? Perish Min Adin Ein Shom Chshash Isser. Me'ikar Adin, there's no concern for any Isser. By the way, the Dersha points out that this is not unanimously held. The Orchis Chayim of Lunel, quoted by the Beis Yosef, holds it is an Isser. Why? Because they're pasul le'edos, and the Torah is edos. Edos Hashem ne'mana. No, the Shulchan Aruch rejects that. That's not a reason why it's usher. It's only because of ayin hara. Isn't that interesting? That there are rishonim that say it is me'ikar adin. Therefore, va'al kein, therefore im kara'uhu kvar Allah, if you called up the sun, you didn't know he was the son. You know, you're a gabbai, you call up the father, then there's some random kid sitting in the back. And you call up the son. You didn't know it was the son. You thought that if it was the son, he'd be sitting next to the father. You didn't know it was 2025. Then no, heaven forbid for the kid to actually sit next to the father. So, if you call him up, and he already went up, he doesn't go down. Lo yered. But that implies, and Dersha points out, if he did not go up, he doesn't have to go up. In other words, only if you called him and he went up. Ach l'chachil ein manichin l'krois mishem ayin har. L'chachil, we don't allow it. The Dersha brings, what about, this is the famous question, Hagba Galila, two brothers, father and son. The Dersha brings that Rebbe Yashiv says it's mutter, Rebbe Nissen Karelet says it's mutter. I saw once in the Piskei Tshuvos, he brings down that there's a day that not to. Maybe he brings from Shalos Tshuvos, Mishnah Halachis. If someone, here, should I look quickly? We'll look if we have time after. The Piskei Tshuvos brings down a day that it's not to do it. Anyway, it seems like the Poskim say it's not an issue. Bishvil Ayin Har, Ve'in Afgamina Ve'in Achman Avoy Min Ha'im. Doesn't matter if they're brothers from the father or the mother. Ve'afil Oy Mishem Makbidim Al Ayin Har. Let's say they say, we're not Makbid. We're not that kind of people. Ve'yish Machmir Na'afilu Av Im Ben Benoy Mishem Ein Abisha. There are those who are Machmir, even a grandfather and a grandson. Ve'makam Atzoch Yish Ha'ater Im Ben Benoy. If you need to, you could be Mako with a son's son. But Ben Bitoy, no problem at all. Yeah, Ben Bitoy, not an issue. The Kaf HaChaim says, Ein Lahachmer. And Okay, even if one is Shavi and one is Mafter, right? Solomon, Avsha Mafsikin Bekadesh Bentayim, even though you're Mafsik in between, Kamak and Mikri Zachar, that's still called one after another, Kivin the Ein Mafsik Achar Bentayim, since there's no one else in between. Vedavka Beshabbos, Shein Moitzin Servitar Achar Samafter, that's only if you're not taking out another Sefer Torah. Avla Moitzin Servitar Achar Samutar, but if you're going to be taking out another Sefer Torah, it's permitted. Vechein Ema Mafter Einoi Bar Mitzvah Dayin Mutar. Or, if you're taking out another Sefer Torah, or the mafter is not bar mitzvah, it's mutter. Question, what about if you're taking out three Sefer Torah, and the one reading the Sefer HaSheni is not reading the mafter? He's mashlim the seven oilim, and there's no Kaddish, says the Sha'arei Ephraim, even though it's a Sefer Torah Acher, don't call up two brothers, unless there's a particular need. What about two brothers, one for Chasen Torah and one for Chasen Bereishis? The Makar Chaim is Mesupik. The Sha'arei Ephraim says it's Mutter. Do we say Kaddish in between Chasen Torah and Chasen Bereishis? No, only before the Mafter. But still, there's a whole ruckus in between. You know, there's a whole, they say the whole akdamas in between. So it's a suffix of the Makar Chaim. The Sha'arei Ephraim says mutter. In Munkat, she writes that the Minchas Elozar and the Darkei Tshuva, they did it. They took Chasen Torah and Chasen Bereishis. Could be it was Lutzorach, somebody, you know, somebody paid big bucks for it. It's a tzairach, you know? Okay, the Knesset HaGdoila is mashing whenever you have two svarim, it's not an issue. Now, why if the mafter is not bar mitzvah is a mutter? Why does it matter if the mafter is not bar mitzvah? Then it's okay? What does bar mitzvah have to do with anything? But that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. If the mafter is not bar mitzvah, then it's permitted. So, but what you could do is lo yikru hasheni b'shmai. Don't call him out by name. La fuke makam shenogim shalei likru samafter b'shmai. Rak stam yamoid mafter kivin shein partin hashmai mutar afilu shnei achim zachaza avu b'nai. In other words, what the Ramah is saying is, if one is shvi and one is mafter, don't call up the second one b'shmai. What does the Mishnah Berurah mean? La'afuke makam shenogim sholei likrois hamafter b'shmai. Rak stam yamoid mafter. Kivan she'ein partim es shemoy. Meaning it's coming to, the Ramah is coming to exclude a case where we don't call up the mafter by his name, but that's only in a makam that's the minog. Avalasas kebamang shenogim likrois b'shem. In a place where they usually call up the mafter by name, and now you want to be able to give two relatives one after another, so you're not going to call up the second one by name, then it's permitted. Lo yada ideze gufa have a heker tfei, because that's drawing more attention. V'chein im aminuk shloi likros b'shem hu b'ashvi motil krosin b'shishi u'shvi. If there's a minhag not to call up the shvi by name, you could call up two relatives, shishi and shvi. Okay, Zion, siv Zion. Ha'oila la migdal. Oila ba pesach shehulai bedarach kitzar mimakaymai. V'yereid meha migdal bedarach acher shehulai bedarach aruka ad mekaymai. If you're going up to the bima, you take the route that is shortest from your spot. You don't necessarily, there's no din, you always go to the right here. It's you take the shorter route, not the right, not kalpina shatapana la'ilam yifna li'imin. No, you take the shorter route. When you step down, you take the longer route. So you take the shorter route there and the longer route back. Vim shnei hadrachim shavim. Then oila ba pesach shu loy b'derech yamin v'yor b'pesach shekenegdai. And most people are not doing that. Most people are always taking the right. they're always going to the right, even if it's longer. It's not correct. When you get an aliyah, you take the shortest route. You have to draw the geometrical pattern, which gets you straightest to the bima, and you take the circuitous route home. Now, v'lo yered ad she'ala kfar haroi likras achav. Don't step down until the next guy steps up. Says Mishra b'dach katzar mishum kavad at tzibur shalayam tina lav harbe. You're taking the shortest route out of kavod for the tzibur, so they shouldn't have to wait for you. Says the Taras Chaim, according to the minog that they call up the oila before Misha Berach, and the reason of kavod at tzibur is not shayich, you could go right, even though it's longer. But according to the reason of kavod at Torah, you can't. So that's probably the reason why you see a lot of people always taking the right route, the right side, because there's a mishaberach, so there's no inyan of the tzibur waiting for you. But that's still not correct. There's still the second reason of kavadat Torah. So according to the second reason, that would also trump going to the right. So it doesn't like a burden. Okay, so if you're getting an aliyah, it's really going to depend where you are situated in the shul. So you take the shorter route. So if you're sitting like all the way on the right side of the shul, don't go up to go all the way around and go up on the left side, even though that's typically what people do. It's typical, but it's wrong. That's the only thing. You have to take the shorter route. And when you leave, you take the longer route. Okay.
Shorter is a function of distance or the amount of time it takes. If there's a lot of obstructions or people on one side, to get around those people, it's quicker to go longer distance.
Okay.
What's the consideration?
Time. I would say time. According to the first reason of Tircha de Tzibura, it's time, right? According to the second reason, to show that it's Chaviv, you're being Memaher. So whatever is Memaher. Yeah, L'chaira. But if all distances are equal, then you take, you go on the right side. Olav HaPesach, Namrinan Ba'alma, like we say usually, Kol Pino Sha'ata Poinat Lo'yeh Ela Darach Yemin. And then, if you take the right there, you take the opposite one out. Like the Haftorah of Shabbos HaChodesh, Parshas HaChodesh, V'asmuchu lozeh mikradi cheska menvav d'chziv lo yashuv derech hashar asher bavoy ki nichecha yetze. You leave opposite it. V'gam hachazin kishamoylech hasev etor la'ateva Nami hadin kain. Also the chazan, when he takes the sefer Torah to the bima, this is also the din. She'oila b'derech yamin, v'yered me'ateva pesach shekinegdai. Now, wait a second. What about the shorter route? No, not when you're taking the sefer Torah. You hear this? When you get the aliyah, you take the shorter route. When you take the sefer Torah, you go right. The efshir the sefer Torah, it's efshir, but this is lamaisa what we do. And I think that's where the confusion comes from. I think people get confused between their aliyah and taking the sefer Torah. The efshir the sefer Torah lo oilam oila de b'darach yamin afilam hi darach aruka. Even if it's longer, the Shaar Tzion says because a yachid that's oila la Torah, it's because of kavrat zibor, and because of kavrat Torah. But here it's not shayach. We're taking out the sefer Torah now. There's no kavod hatzibur or kavod haTorah. Uvim kamaisinu shabima oime tam beemtsa neged aron hakodesh. Kamashikos rambam sim kufnun sif hey paga imkain shnei adrachim shavim bavaday oyla b'darachimin. Nowadays, where the bimas smack in the middle of the shul, both routes are equal from the aron to the bima. So of course you're going to go right. But naliyah, if you're on the right side of the shul, do not do what most people are doing. They go all the way around and they go to the left side of the bima. No, that's not correct. If you're on the right side of the shul and you get an aliyah, you go up on the left side. You go up on the right side. If you're on the right side, you go up on the right side and you go back on the left. You should go quickly, immediately. Don't run. I mean, you should do it quick, but this is not like a mat, the, you know, 20-yard dash. There was a certain Gadol Yisrael in Yerushalayim. I saw with my own eyes. He got called up to an aliyah, and he did a 20-yard dash. Okay, that was his Messiah. The Mishnah Berurah said, you should go bezrizos. He also put on a big smile. He was very happy to get the aliyah. That was like part of the avodah. But don't run. Mishum kavod beisagnesus to kavod atzibar. Now, when do you step down? Ad sha'ala mishum kavod sefer Torah shalayani chena levada. Out of kavod for the sefer Torah, you don't want to leave it by itself. Now, lechayra, that's only when there's no gabay sheni. If there's a gabay sheni, you have gabay rishain, you have the chazan, you have gabay sheni. Right, remember yesterday we said we were mechadesh, where the genesis of the gabay sheni is in case the bal koyre gets an aliyah, yeah. So me ikar adin, when your aliyah is over, you could go down. Nowadays that there's a gabay sheni, but the minog is a minog lahamten at shemaschel hasheni habracha. The minog is you wait for the second guy to start the bracha. So the minog is we stay a little bit longer. We wait not until he gets up. You wait until he starts the bracha. But v'hamedaktikim choyshishin shabaderach lo yuchlo l'shmaya hakriya kohagen. Those are medaktik. They're choyshish. They're not going to be able to hear the kriya properly walking back. L'chein mamtinim ad sheyisayim hasheni. They wait until the second guy is finished. V'yardim bein gavra l'gavra. Then they go out bein gavra l'gavra. Which means they do not have to wait until the next guy is called. Okay? If you get an aliyah, you're really me'ikra din, you could step down after your aliyah is over. Elamai, you don't want to leave the Sefer Torah. So fine. So you wait until the next guy goes up. No, the minog is to wait until the next guy starts the bracha. No, but the medaktikim, they wanna hear the Kriyas HaTorah. So they wait until the second guy is finished. But you don't have to hang around until the next guy gets aliyah. Some people, I know a guy, he's still there now from last Thursday. You can't get him down. No, you don't have to do that. He could, that guy, send him a minute. The problem is he doesn't bring his phone into the shul. So people have been messaging him now for the last 4.5 days, but we have no way to get a hold of him. He's still there. Look, Tavei Alav Bracha. He's doing it to be Mechabe the Sefer Torah. He doesn't want to bring the phone in the shul. And he'll be there until Shabbos, you know, but he doesn't have to do that. As soon as the next guy finishes Aliyah, you're done. V'yodim en gavra l'gavra uchshe yorid min abima, yelech benachas, he should go gently, v'la yorotz, he shouldn't run, sh'lo yeh ner alav kamasa, so it doesn't look like a burden. Okay, we'll hold over here. You'll look in the Piskei Tshuvos, he brings down, there is a daya not to do Hagba Galila for a father and son, but Rebbe Yashiv and Ms. Karelet says, not a problem.
Recording stopped.
Any actual Indian
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.